Every town in America is a war town, and every hour of every day there's a crisis in war town. Town in central Germany, there is, or rather there was, a population of lonely men. A little cross-section of Wartown, USA. The place was a German prison camp of about 17,000 prisoners. 6,500 of them were Americans. And so, because our men were there, we might call it Wartown behind barbed wire. This story begins back in May 1943. That was when the last remnants of Rommel's famed Africa Corps was being pushed off the continent of Africa into the Mediterranean Sea. That was when the Russians were smashing into the Kuban bridgehead area. That was when MacArthur and Halsey were planning invasion strategy for the Marshall Islands. That was when Sitting Pretty, a B-17 of the 8th Air Force Bomber Group, made her last bombing run over Germany's industrial centers. Sergeant Steve Hadrick was a ball turret gunner of that ship. He bailed out into Germany and became a prisoner of war. Steve still paced the floor of the barracks back and forth like a caged animal. His mind was in a turmoil.
Hey, fella, isn't your name Steve?
Yeah.
Well, if you're looking for some exercise, why, we can give you something better to do.
Look, guy, there's only one thing I want to do, and that's get out.
Sure, don't we all? But you might try our way. Play ball or checkers or read.
How are you going to get out playing ball or checkers or reading?
Well, it's one way of forgetting you're in here.
I don't want to forget I'm in here. I'm liable to forget to the point where I'll rot in here. I want to get out. After I get out, then I want to forget I was ever in here.
How long have you been here?
2 days too long.
I've been in 3 months.
3 months?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. What are the chances of breaking out of here?
Mighty slim. Mighty slim.
Anybody ever tried?
We did. We were building a tunnel under the barracks. We had it dug a fairly good way when a Jerry guard came around. We call him Mike the Mole because his only job is to look for tunnels. Well, Mike found it.
They do anything to you?
Well, they couldn't pin it on anybody, but they put us all on bread and water for quite a while.
Well, I don't care what you say, Bud. There must be a way of getting out of here. There's got to be, because I ain't going to stay in here no 2, 3, or 5 years. Who knows how long the war will last? I got a wife. I just got married before I came overseas.
Yeah? Got a picture of her?
Yeah.
Well, let's see it.
Here. Here it is.
Hey, very nice. Very lovely girl.
She's smart, too. College graduate.
Yeah?
Helps design aircraft bodies for an airplane plant back home.
Wonderful.
She's a swell kid. You know what I used to do before I got greetings from the president?
No, what?
I worked in a drug factory. I was a packer. I quit high school in the third term so I could go to work and bring some dough into the house. I haven't even got a high school diploma. I don't know if I did right by marrying Ann or not.
Well, what do you mean? You love her, don't you?
Yeah, sure, I love her. But that's the point. Look at the difference between us. Maybe if I'm in here for too long, some educated guy will come along and she'll see the difference between him and me. Before I asked her to marry me, I kept asking myself, what does a smart girl like her want with a dope like me?
Well, she must have seen something in you to want to make her marry you. She certainly didn't marry you for your dough. Or for your looks either, for that matter.
Yeah, I guess she didn't.
And if you're worried about the difference in education between you, well, why don't you study?
That's what I want to do. That's what I'm going to do after this war is over. I'll go and get my high school diploma, and then I'll try to go to college somehow or other.
You don't have to wait till the war's over. You can do all the studying you want right here. I'll tell you what I mean. You see, some of the fellows who used to be school teachers in civilian life and some guys with college degrees are given the classes. The textbooks are sent in by the War Prisoners' Aid.
What's that?
That's the YMCA.
Yeah? You mean I can go to school here?
Sure, and get credits for your studies, too. And probably that'll be good in any school back in the States.
Say, that's wonderful. There ought to be plenty of time for study in a place like this.
Well, there's enough, even with all the daily chores to do.
Yeah, but I don't want to be here that long. I want to get out.
Willing to work for it?
Tell me how.
We're building another tunnel.
So the days became shorter and the hours went by a little faster as Steve threw himself into his studies and the building of the tunnel. This time the prisoners had learned their lesson well. The one tunnel which they were concentrating on was under a heap of manure behind the barracks. But at the same time, they also built two other tunnels equally well concealed to serve as decoys.
How far do you think we have to go?
About a mile.
A mile?
Well, we have to come up in that little patch of woods off the southeastern corner of the camp. That's the only cover around here.
Now, the way we're digging here, passing it back by the can full, it's liable to be a year or two before we get there.
Well, that's right. Here, help me get this beam into place. A little higher than that.
Time passed and the digging went on. They worked in shifts, a different crew each night. The dug-out earth had to come up canful by canful and be distributed around the camp carefully so that it seemed natural. The men had special clothes they used to go underground, which they hid by day, because the odor of earth clung to it and would have given them away. While they dug, the Russians broke the siege of Stalingrad. They dug, and our army set first foot on the continent through Italy. Steve studied when he could by day and took his turn digging by night. And MacArthur went back into New Guinea and beginning of the torturous road to Tokyo. They dug, and Allied bombers came over by thousands to soften up Germany for the eventual landings in France. They were still digging on June 6, 1944, when Allied troops went into Normandy.
Hey, fellas.
Yeah, what's up? What's the matter? What's
Shut up. Mike the Mole's prowling around again.
I think he's suspicious. He knows something's going on.
What are we gonna do? We gotta keep him away from that tunnel now. I'll go nuts if he discovers it after all the work we put into it.
Now, wait a minute. Don't get panicky. We gotta keep our heads. Run over and tell the fellas in barracks, too, to make some noise in their tunnel to throw the krauts off the track.
Okay, I'll go.
Standing over there by the manure pile now. Looks like he's going to poke under it. Hey, there comes a prisoner. He's got a can of dirt. What'll we do?
What are you doing with that can?
Nothing.
Come back here!
Oh, boy, he followed him right into barracks, too. Mike's discovered the wrong tunnel this time.
They dug and our armies crossed the Rhine at the Remagen bridgehead. They had only a little way more to go to the patch of woods when suddenly over the camp loudspeaker they heard...
Because this area is needed by the plans of the German High Command. Because of changing strategical advantages in the war against world disorder. We have received the order to move away from here to a new location. You will take with you your personal effects, which you will carry... And be ready to move within 24 hours.
Oh, man, and we've only about another 15 feet to go.
Yes, but there's one consolation. It means our guys are getting awfully close.
In the cold gray mist of early morning, the prisoners lined up on the field. The Germans gave them two trucks to move their library and other equipment. The Swedish representatives of War Prisoners Aid managed to dig up two more trucks, but even that was inadequate. A lot of their belongings accumulated in the months and years of imprisonment had to be left behind, and the long march to another prison camp began.
Hey, Steve, you hear that?
Plane. Yeah. Sounds like a flock of them.
They look like our guys. Baby, look at them go.
Hey, there's a couple of them peeling off there. Hey, they're heading right this way.
Maybe they're just going to look us over. Hey, don't they know we're Americans?
We got to let them know who we are. Strip off your shirts.
Okay.
Strip your shirts. We'll spell out POW with our bare backs before they come in again.
Yeah, come on, for a W over here. Hey, you fellas, form a line here. Come on. Come on, hurry up.
Now hold your ranks. Here they come again. I hope they understand.
Hold your ranks.
They're gonna fire. Hey, you, get back in there. Get back in there.
We're holding.
Boy, for a couple of seconds there, I didn't think they'd understand. You okay, Steve? Bill?
I'm okay.
Let's get these wounded off the road.
Say, where are the guards? Do you see them?
No. Hey, it looks like they took a powder.
They run off. We're free, fellas. We're free!
Free? Yes, they were free in the heart of Germany, caught between two armies, the prey of both. Steve, I'm going to ask you to go on with the story and tell us what happened after that.
Well, we didn't take any more chances, Mr. Joy, even though we knew our guys had recognized our signals. We holed up in an abandoned water main until an advanced American armored column caught up with us. They sure made music to our ears.
I'll bet they did, because that sound meant real freedom at last. Freedom to go home.
Yeah, that's a swell word, home. And you don't have to have a high school diploma to appreciate it. But I hope to get both now.
So you will get the diploma.
Yeah. Not all the digging I did was on that tunnel, you know. I worked so hard in my studies that nobody suspected I ever had time or energy enough to dig in a tunnel. And it's going to pay off, Mr. Joy. Sure will. Records of what I accomplished were kept and sent to the YMCA. And they'll win me the right not only to the high school diploma, but now Ann's backing me to go on to college to be a civil engineer. That GI Bill of Rights is really going to mean something to us.
The Barbed Wire Legions. To these men, freedom is the most precious word in the English language. Thousands are already free. But as long as a single man is confined by our enemy, War Prisoners Aid, an agency of the National War Fund, will continue to take to him whatever he needs to fill heart and mind in preparation for that day of liberation, when once again he walks free to return to Wartown, now become Peacetown.